Welcome on both sides. Have a first shmooze of the Zman. It's a pleasure seeing such a full base medrash. Shkach to all of you. There's a Chazal, the Rashi, very simple Rashi, I think. Maybe not so simple. In Parshas Kisetze, the Pasuk talks about the halachas of Amoni Moavi, and then about Edom and Mitzrayim. First, the pasuk talks pasuk Dalad Loyav Amoni Moavi B'Kal Hashem. They are forbidden to come into Kal Yisrael even till Dor Asiri. Even for 10 generations, they can't join Kal Yisrael. 10 generations later, they're still Asur. I don't care how far back. Once Amoni, always Amoni. And the pasuk explains why. Brings a couple of different reasons. Because they didn't bring water, and also because they were Sachar Echas Bilam Ben Mi'or. They hired to call you, to curse you, and we know what happened afterwards. They caused the Kaisrot and Mizana, Spinos Moav. So therefore they're punished, they can't become part of Kaisrot. They're forever banned from joining Kaisrot. Then the Pasuk brings the society of Adomi, Pasuk Ches. You cannot hate, you can't have total complete hate, says Rashi, for Adomi, Ki Yochichahu. And also Mitzri, Gary Arso, but the pasuk says they're mutter after three generations. They can marry into Kal Yisrael. Says Rashi, Tes, Banamashi Yuvaldo Hamdor Shlishi, the Shara Umos, so they're mutter after three generations, Shara Umos Mutra Miyad, the other Umos are right away mutter. But over here, but Amoni Moavi, it takes not even 10 generations. Hola Marta, says Rashi. It seems that we learn from here. Tremendous yourself, very famous yourself. Shamachti wa Adam Kashalom min Hargo. Someone who causes someone to sin, is machti a person, he's worse than if you kill him. Right? Shtel before, you kill someone, you take away his life, he's forever gone. Terrible situation, but what's worse than that is someone who is machtiyim. Machtim is worse. How do we see? Shall hargo kargo b'olam hazeh. Because someone who kills him, someone who kills someone, he kills him from this world. Terrible tragedy, but he killed him from this world. Hamachtio motzio min ha'olam hazeh. But someone who is machti someone, he's motzi from olam hazeh and from olam haba. So it's like a double murder, right? It kills him in both two ways. Oh, mazel on haba. Lefikach Edom shekidman becherav lo nisav achem Mitzrayim shetavum. Both Edom and Mitzrayim who tried to kill Kai Yisrael, they were not. There's no mitzvah of you're not allowed to hate them totally. Therefore, they're mutter after three generations. Ve'eru shechtiyam b'viz Amar Moav who were machti as Kal Yisrael nisavu. They were totally nisav, totally hated. They're abomination. You can't have any shaychas to them, even the 10 generations. That's what Rashi says. Tremendous yourself, Rashi says, because you're doing so much more besides killing him from this world. You're also killing Ma'am Haba. So obviously you do the math, right? If one person kills someone and someone else kills him in this world and the next world, the first person just from this world, okay, so you do the math. So it's one plus something is obviously worse than just one. It seems to me about a tremendous chiddush, because what's pshat? Why is someone who's machti motzi min olam hazeh and olam haba? The bishul olam haba, obviously, okay, you're killing him, you're taking his olam haba, he's doing averus, he's machti him, you're causing him to do sin. Right? So you take my Zalim Haba, get Gehenim Rahman al-Islam. But the person is living the life of reality, he loves it, you know, he's a millionaire, right? And you helped him get more tithes Zalim Hazeh, you helped him steal money, whatever it might be, you caused him to sin. Okay, but now the guy is very, you know, living the life, right? Many people are very jealous of these people, right? They have a lot of money, they have a good time, they don't have to sit and learn the base medrash all day, right? They're having a great time, they're sitting out there, okay? So it's not advisable, we don't believe it's the right approach, because it's not what you're created for, and you can lose olam haba, fine. Machtiyo, motzi olam hazeh? What does that mean? And not just Arabos, it's motzi olam hazeh, Just like when you kill someone physically, you're also divorcing Olam Hazeh. So, your motzi that you're killing after Olam Hazeh, just like you kill them physically. Then the fun it seems like Rashi's telling us both. I think what Rashi is saying is that someone who takes away, someone who causes someone to sin, similar to what I think says in Pirkei Avos, Hakina v'Taiva v'Kavod Motzinas Adam l'Olam, they take a person away from this world, right? What does that mean? It doesn't mean you're not killing him physically, but it means the guy's life is not a life. It's nothing. There's no value. There's nothing. A person who's involved in the Yetzer Hara, a person involved in doing Aveira, so he's codified by every single negative emotion. He's called by Kina. He's jealous. He sees the person next door having a nicer, fancier car. He eats him up alive. He can't stand it. The person who was involved in Tithus, you know, he's never satisfied. Must be a rav, whatever as much as you give him, he always wants more, whether it's food, whether it's Tithus Nashim, whatever it might be. He's never happy. He's always churning. He's churning inside. His insides are in turmoil all the time. He can't live on both sides. So when a person goes ahead and zmachti a person, whatever madrega means, but if he's machti a person, he's killing him. It's mamish like taking a dagger and stabbing him in his heart, because you're making him a person who's totally unhappy. You can't be happy in this world. He's totally you're increasing his yetzahara, and you're increasing his frustration, his unhappiness in life. That's what you're doing to this person. So Mela, that's why so Rashi says to such a degree, it's mamish like you're killing him. You kill a person, he has no chance to live, he can't be a happy person. You kill a person by mimachdim, your mamish is killing his life, because he can't be happy, he can't be a person, he has no menuchas hanefesh. He's always running after his tithes. The more you machdim, the more averus that you feed him, the more you cause him averus, take him farther away from Torah, farther away from mitzvahs and melech, so you're hurting him, it's mamish like you're killing him. And therefore Rashi has his mathematical equation that both taking away his life, because a life without Torah, a life involved in the Yetzirah and the Taivas Olam Hazeh, you know, is not a life. You can't survive. That plus Olam Hazeh, that's a cold shame. So you're hurting him. So it's worse, says Rashi. So this Rabosai is a tremendous yisod for us Rabosai, especially the beginning of Zman. We're talking about, you know, getting involved in learning, trying to stay away from things which detract and take away from our involvement in the yeshiva. You know, we're on the verge. We just started the new Zman, Baruch Hashem, a new year of growth in Torah, growth in learning, growth in mitzvahs, growth in midos, tovos. And what we're talking about is not just, you know, you want to focus on, hey, I'll get Olam Haba, Hashem wants me to learn Torah, Hashem wants me to do mitzvah, Hashem wants me to do chesed, Hashem wants me to daven, you know, I'll get great Olam Haba. Both sides, what we're talking about over here is life. Life itself is at stake. If you want a life, you want to live like a human being, what the Chazal call, as Chazal who know what life is, they call that life. And that's what we have the opportunity in front of us to do. To grow in that area. A shtickle Eisra, both sides, a tachbula, which might help us, I think we find the end of the parasha, by the parasha Molek. You have to remember Amalek. Why? Asher korcha baderech. They went after you, and they met up with you in the derech, and they attacked you. Pasuk brings, says Rashi, Pasuk Yuches asher korcha baderech. Davar Acher, the second Davar Acher, says Rashi, Rosh, famous Rashi, Rosh and Kor v'chom. What is asher korcha baderech? They made you cold. Cold the heat. Rosh and Kor, asher korcha baderech. They cooled off the hot waters. You were boiling hot. People were afraid. You're like a hot pool of water. They cooled off the waters. What happened? Before Amor came along, there were a lot of people out there. They were all watching Klai Yisrael leaving the shrine. They're on the way to Eretz Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael. And people were afraid. I don't want to touch these people. You know, I heard about all these Nisim and the Nefelos and the Saramakos and the Yisrael and the Nisim by the Yamsuf and all these wonders. These people that God is like unbelievable. I can't get over it. I'm going to play my cards. I'm going to stay away. I'm not going to touch them. Like a hot tub of water. Right? They're hot. I can't touch them. Yireim, they were afraid. They were afraid to go to war with them. Was there? this guy, Amal, came and said, he was smart, astute, whatever it was, right? He took the plunge and started war with Klal Yisrael. Marshal Ambatir or Sachash in Kalberia called it Besocha. Similar to an Ambatir, boiling hot bathtub. Nobody wants to take the plunge, go into it, it's too hot. Bo ben Boyal, Echad Kofas Yod Socha. One guy jumps in, Afa Pishanichve, Hikra also the Sanachir. You know, he gets burnt in the process, but now it's cool, right? That's physics, right? He has no physics, right? You go take something, you pour something cold inside it, whether it's a human being or whether it's something cold, so it cools it off. So the next person is cooler. So it says, right, same thing over here also. People were afraid of Klal Yisrael. They didn't want to touch it, but now once someone comes in, it's cooled off. The kasha bosay is, there's a big difference, right? They show them in the case of the water, it's okay. This guy got burnt, but the mice is cooler. It is physically cooler, so the next guy has a better chance of jumping in and, you know, taking a nice bath, right? But by Amalek, puntaket. You know, before Amalek came along, everybody was nervous. You know, nobody went to war with Klal Yisrael yet. Nobody knew what the outcome would be, right? No idea. They heard of that, they knew, they got reports. The cold curry was that Klal Yisrael's God is unbelievable. He made big nisim, and the Yamsuf, and the Mitzrayim, and the Makkah, the whole business. He made them wealthy, the whole tremendous God. Okay, we better stay away. You know, rumor had, I guess it was a good bet to be stay away, to be careful. There was no actual concrete, you know, war that was won by the Jews, but, you know, it sounds like he's a powerful person. Took man of Mitzrayim. Now, what happens? Amalek comes, and he jumps into the fray, right? He attacks Klal Yisrael. But also, what happened with that war? They were wiped out. Right? Amalek was wiped out to smithereens. There was nothing left of them. If anything, if you ask me, Amalek helped out the cause. Because now, look, it's not just, you know, a good, smart business or war decision, military decision, I should not start up with Klal Yisrael, but Amalek came and he wiped out. Amalek's very powerful people, so what am I going to do? I'm going to be more powerful? That is Kavachama. Amalek just went ahead and emphasized and reinforced the rumors and the concerns people had before. So what? By the Ambatzi, of course, it got cooled off. But what happened? Nothing's over here, right? So it seems like also, I think Pshat is, Shiva, I think Zasal said, I think Shane or Shiva, I think he said, Pshat is because if something is, you know, people assume, whether it's because of a conjecture or based upon rumor or a decision, whatever it is, right? Something is off limits. Something you're not going to do. This is like untouchable. You're not going to touch them. There's no havamina. There was no havamina of starting up with Klal Yisrael. Because look at the record. You know, it's never been done before. These guys seem to be very powerful. They have a very, very powerful God in their hands, you know, that protects them. So I'm going to stay away. There's no shaykhus to me. But once someone breaks the ice, once someone jumps in, ain't a chanali, you know, the guy was proof to us that it's terrible, you know, you can't, but now it's a possibility. Yeah, he did, now he lost, like, who knows, you know, so my nagi is coming, my isahara comes in, my covet, my ego, whatever it is, you know, he could do, let me try, maybe I'll win. Once that aura of invincibility is broken, not because, obviously, look at the results, it shouldn't be broken, but it's broken because this action could be done. There's a possibility. It's shaykh. Someone raised war. It's not like it's impossible. It's on the horizon. That's a real possibility. It's shaykh to go ahead and go to war. Well, why don't you look at the results? Sachem, you know, why don't you look two steps farther and you'll see. But they're wiped out! No, no. The way the Yetzirah works is it's like maybe a two-step process, one at a time. If something is shaykh, even though he wasn't matzeach, yeah, I'm different. I'm better. The kunsh abosa is to make sure it's not shayach. It's not possible. This is not a consideration. Once it's something is a consideration, then the yetzahara gets in, and the giyas get in, the taiva gets in, the ego gets in, the covet, whatever it is, all the stuff gets in, then, you know, then you lost. Then you can possibly lose. Then that's like here. People start waging war with Klal Yisrael. Because, look, he did it. Maybe I can do it also. He lost. Okay, but I'll be stronger. But it's doable. It's a possibility. Also, this is a tremendous lesson for us, tremendous Musar Haskel and a tremendous Esa Tova, whatever we can do to protect ourselves and to see things that certain things are just, it's not for me, it's no shaykhus to me, you know, whether it's whatever I'm talking about, whether it's involved in Tivus or whether it's whatever, every Yetzirah, everything, stealing, batala, whatever is telling which a person has or both sides, a person sees it as, and he trains himself and he works through Musar Bespiles and he tries to inculcate the fact that This Messiah, it's ridiculous. It's not shaykhus. It's like the, I think it's the famous Ibn Ezra. It says by Eish HaZish. How can a person be expected, you know, to refrain if he has a tithe of terrorism? Because it's no shaykhus. It's I'm going to now, but you know, it's a bas melech. It's no shaykhus. I have no shaykhus. It's Eish HaZish. If a person feels I have no shaykhus, a mashal, let's say, I have no shaykhus to coming late to minyan. So let's say a guy can convince himself, or come close to convincing himself, I have to be on time for minyan. Like, you know, it's not shaykhus, you know. Well, I eat treif, I'll never eat treif, right? That's like off limits, right? You walk into a store, a restaurant, which is serving ham and eggs. Ah, delicious aroma, scavaldic, it feels so good, it smells so good, it's delicious. I think we wouldn't have any time for it. Why? It's not a shaykhus. Because, Baruch Hashem, for us, ham and eggs is totally off limits. It's not. So I can show myself, see what I can do. You know, no. His mind is already established that this has no shaykhus to me. And also that, we have to try. It's not easy, it's a challenge, but it'll help if we can try to be machafik ourselves and inculcate the fact that whatever the design is, and be specific, and I don't mean general, but you know, focus on specific things. This Rabosei has no shaykhus to me. It's like chazer treifus. No, I would never touch it, you know. I said, a mushroom, you know, come late to davening. To wake up at, you know, 7:25 and get there by 7:35, I can't do that. It's 5 minutes late. I'm not getting mushroom because everyone's on time so far, so I'm allowed to talk this way now to Rabin. But Pshayas, machazik ourselves to try to make sure we come on time to davening, come on time to Seder, and be careful about the derecheres in terms of the food or whatever it might be, or chaverim, and treat them properly. All these things are both, it helps so much. If we can machazik ourselves at certain things, it's not, you know, convince yourself, have a Muslim spiral, sir, keep on working and focus on this has no shaykhus to me. It's like Klai Yisrael before Amalek came across. No shaykhus. We have no, there's no option. There's no possibility of waging war against them. Once that barrier is broken, then it becomes much tougher. Then it becomes much harder. Then you know, well, maybe, yeah, I shouldn't do it, but, you know, maybe just this one time, and, you know, yeah, what about him? And he tried, you know. Then we're subject to all types of Nagiyas and Yitzray Hara. This Shabbosei is the one eighth that we can try to focus on. Being Zaman, we have so much, we have life is at stake. It's our life is at stake to go ahead and make ourselves real B'nai Torah, real people, living human beings, not a bunch of walking, living robots.